views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
It's so nice to have all you guys back with us. And I want you to give us a call.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. We're recording. What am I doing? OMG. Yeah.
Well, no, what it is, it's just a creature of habit. Being a creature of habit.
I'm a creature of habit.
You want to know something? I know you went through a lot of crazy stuff this week.
Oh,
but literally, you want to know something? The energy felt so incredibly weird this week to me.
Oh, don't even tell me that.
Very unbalanced.
I know it.
It's not because of anything bad or great that happened one way or another, because, you know, Charity was dealing with a lot of stuff. But, I mean, just the energy. I just felt like I was in the Twilight Zone this week.
I get you. Because that's how I felt. Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. I'm absolutely yawning because last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, I was at the doggy hospital with Diesel, my little Weezer, 250-pound Weezer. He went into heart failure on Saturday morning, and we were treating him for a totally different disease than he had. He has heart disease. Two valves in his heart are not working properly from a birth defect, guys. And all your prayers that were said for him really, really got him out of crisis. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah, he did a 180-degree turnaround.
He certainly did.
So miracles do happen.
Miracles happen. Yeah. I mean, he was moments from death. His lungs were filled with water. His belly cavity was filled with water. He was moments, seconds from death. Even the vet, when I brought him into the hospital, told me, you should be humane and put him down. And I says, no. I was told by the angels he was going to survive, and I believed it, and I was right, and he is now running around the house like a brand new puppy.
That's really good.
I am so thrilled, and I'm so grateful.
Believe in miracles.
I do.
On a previous show, I know you do. On a previous show, you know, I was explaining about having faith, and you need faith, and, you know, to be able to get out of your hardest times.
Right.
And a lot of people, when things are just simply not going their way, they just give up. You know, and I had this conversation with you also. I said, you know, when the dog is suffering that much, and you had all these diagnoses from the doctors previous to your last one, and it's like, you know, why keep your dog under those circumstances? Not that you want him to go, but, you know, and it's very difficult when you're put in that position to have to save your pet from pain, and you love him and you want them around, but it's very difficult at the same time, you know.
I understand that. But you know what I look at? I'm so close to spirit, and they communicate with me so well that I would have known if it was his time to let go. If I needed to let go of him, I would have known. They would have came and they would have told me it's time for him to go. But they didn't.
No, but see, now this is where it's very frustrating, because, you know, why go through all this? It's like, why don't they say, Sky, this is what it is, Sky, this is what it is, you know? And I saw that there were problems, and you know, even though you're as good as you are, and the same for myself, that we weren't able to actually get the direct pinpoint answers right from the get-go.
No, we weren't.
So that's what I was saying. Well, you know, when you say, well, they know when it's time to let it go and stuff, But it's very difficult because, again, this is a situation where you're trapped in your own emotions when it has to do with you. You can't see straight. You know, when you're under that much stress,
right?
You know, nobody could be a really, really good at their job when they're that stressed out. And it's very, very frustrating. And Sky and I talk about this all the time, that when it comes to our own stuff, we can't always clearly see.
Right.
You know, and why didn't the, even though the vet said one thing and where they were inaccurate, yes, with their diagnosis.
Spirit never came to tell me that he had a heart condition.
Yeah. And, you know, and I heard and I told you at the beginning when you asked me, and I felt like there was some problem with the kidneys, and you felt like no. And then the doctor confirmed that. And it's like, but even at that point, why didn't the spirit just simply tell you,
right,
well, this is what he has and that's what's going on?
They did not. They absolutely did not. And I was angry at them.
Yeah. And it's like, why? I don't get why they just don't come up straight up, pinpoint blank.
I'll tell you why. Because there are some things that we have to live through. We have to follow a path in life. And my part of my journey was to suffer through finding out, being diligent, getting him to doctors and sticking with it. And my part was to, and my path was to make sure that he got the proper care. Now, I was asleep that night when he was in distress. His lungs were totally full of water. Somebody woke me up, and I don't know who it was. I jumped off the couch because I was sleeping with him. Somebody woke me up, something woke me up, and told me to look at the dog. And I actually heard, look at the dog. And he was not breathing right. He was breathing so labored. His belly was so big. So I said, I woke up my husband and I said, listen, we have to take him to the hospital immediately. Now, they didn't tell me what he had. The spirits kept that quiet. The spirits made me go on the journey of finding out what was wrong with him all by myself. But they did wake me up to save his life. So they went so far. And then when I fell asleep that night and didn't recognize to take him, they woke me up to take him. Took him to the hospital. So, I mean, they let me go on a journey, and I know why they made me go on that journey. That was the journey of being diligent and doing my due diligence and continuing not to be laxed, because sometimes I could be a little laxed.
But you also, and I've seen this before, where people have their pets and they are definitely, it's in the 11th hour of their life.
Yes.
And they are totally hurting, and still they allow their pet to stay hanging on for the couple weeks or a month or 2 months. And then finally, you know, where you have no choice but to let them go, but to let their dog suffer.
Right.
So, or their pets. And it's very difficult, you know, to let someone or something go.
Oh, it's terrible.
When you're under such emotional stress. It's difficult.
It is. It's terrible. And even the vet, when I got to the hospital, she says, you know, it may be better off that we put him down. And I was told no. My spirit guides were telling me no. And I said, no, we're not putting him down. I don't care. We're not putting him down. I says, I'm going to give him 24 hours. If in 24 hours he does not get better, then I will think about it. But if in 24 hours he starts to recover or he makes some progress, I'm not going to do it. And in 24 hours, he made almost a complete recovery. He went from a 330 heart rate to 120. That is, to me, remarkable.
Yeah, that's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
So all those prayers that everyone put out there and all the good Reiki energy towards him, it definitely, definitely helped.
And, it gave me a miracle, and I don't know how to thank all of you. All of you who participated in praying for Weezer, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because God did listen, and all the angels listened, and they gathered around him, and they made him all better. And now he's like a puppy. He's been running around my house. He's been eating perfectly, drinking. He took his medicine like a champ. He's like a new dog.
That's good.
Could you imagine if I put him down that night? Look what I would have been losing.
Yeah.
How awful is that?
Yeah, but like I said, it's very difficult because, you know, you were fortunate and lucky enough to be put in that position
Yeah.
where there was some kind of recovery. But then again, there's a lot of people where there is no point
That's
of return.
Right. There is none.
And it's very difficult to let your loved one go. And
it
people
is.
Don't want to feel guilty for
doing the wrong thing. But listen, guys, we have to go to a commercial break. So we'll be right back.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wants a personal reading from Sky for mediumship or a psychic, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. And my number, if you wish to get a personal reading, is 877-ANGEL-02, or you can just go to ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And just to let you know that I also have a bunch of YouTube videos, and I promise you that you'll enjoy it, you'll get something out of it. And, you know, while I'm doing the videos, it's like I'm channeling throughout the whole thing and words just come out. I have no script to any of my videos. It just happens naturally. As soon as it's like when I was writing, I'm in the process of writing a book. And as soon as I see the title, boom, I write the all the information out, and it's really neat how that happens.
And if you'd like a nice reading with Sky,
I already did that.
Did you?
Yes, because Sky stepped away for a little bit.
I stepped away to get a bottle of water, guys.
Yes, so therefore.
But I want to tell you something that just happened, and you don't even know it. I was looking down under our desk that we're recording from.
Okay.
And there was no pennies under the desk 2 minutes ago. Now, I want you to take a look how lined perfectly up those two pennies are.
Wow.
That means there's one spirit here for you and one spirit here for me.
Well, it's interesting because I didn't have any.
Oh, my goodness.
Now there's three.
No. No, I can't believe. Now, I was looking all the time at that area, and I can guarantee you there was no money on the floor because I would have noticed it immediately. As soon as I came back from getting my water, I looked down, and there was two pennies there.
You know how many times this is funny?
And look how aligned they are.
Yeah, they're lined up.
Perfectly.
What was going to say, you notice we always tell people that their loved ones, not always, but a lot, that they're leaving you pennies. You're going to see pennies in all workplaces.
Yes.
Why can't we just say, you know what? You're going to be finding $100 bills all over the place.
And they're
just
going to
be every single time. And every single time you see a $100 bill, just pick it up and say, thank you, mom. Thank you, dad. Thank you, brother, sister.
Absolutely.
You know, just leave the $100 bills.
Or $1,000 bills.
Why does it have to be?
Well, how about the lotto numbers, like written on a piece of paper?
Or something. Give us something.
Come on.
A penny, what's that? You know, it might not mean anything to you, but over here, we need to survive, baby. We need the money.
You know what?
I
would rather have the penny to show me that my loved ones are here with me.
I'd rather have the $100 bill.
Would you really?
To show me
how
much
they love me. You're such a capitalist.
Now I can share it with others. What am I going to do? Split up a penny?
You're such a capitalist.
You know, it was really fun. I don't know if I told you this. There's a story that Billy Crystal, when he was a little kid, he was walking the streets.
I love Billy Crystal.
Yeah, he was walking the streets of the Bronx with his grandfather, and so he came across this peddler or this street person that was just there in the street, and he had a broken down table in front of him, and he had a bunch of like little garbage things on his table, and his grandfather is looking at all this stuff, and there was nothing of value, and so he picked up a boon that was like a little bent, and he said to the guy, he goes, how much do you want for this? He goes, give me a penny. And so the guy said, now mind you, this is going back 40, 50 years ago. More than 50 years ago. He says, give me a penny. And his grandfather goes, is that the best you can do? And so the guy said, make me an offer.
Billy Crystal said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Billy Crystal. He is so real.
He is.
He's a Brooklyn boy.
You want to know something? There's a show, and hopefully it's on video. I don't know if it is. But there was a show that he did, a one-man show.
Oh, I saw it.
It's called 1,000 Sundays?
Yes.
You saw it?
I saw it. You can get it on Netflix.
That's what I just wanted to know.
Yeah,
I would definitely love to see that. All right, I got to hang out here and see that one day.
Yes, you got to hang out.
I definitely want to see it. He's a very, very funny guy. A lot of people say that my brother Marty, my middle brother, he looks a lot and acts a lot like Billy Crystal. Very much so acts like him.
I can see that seeing you.
So, he's a very fun, funny guy, very personal. And the funny thing is, you know, people are funny, and it's not just in what they say, but sometimes it's just their facial expression.
Exactly.
When people say something, and you're like, you've got this blank look. Like,
yes. And Billy Crystal is so like that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, one expression of his, you could just die cracking up because he's like so real. He's so lifelike. I mean, he's not animated. He's not produced. He's just absolutely real. And then I could appreciate that because I can see the Brooklyn in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can see the arrogance in the Brooklyn, and I can see
the quick wit, and stuff
ridiculous.
Like that, and the sarcasm sometimes.
Absolutely,
and
I can see all
you know
that.
Who reminds me of him a lot? Well, minus the New York part of it, who's just as classy, who's just as funny and clean, is Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Billy Crystal, to me, are in the same boat as far as class. They're in the same class.
Absolutely. Tom Hanks is hysterical, and he could be very dramatic when he needs to.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed? That I don't think he has never done stand-up. Yeah. And yet he's a very funny guy. And people don't realize there is a different talent to be a stand-up than there is to be an actor.
Right. You have to be near suicide to be a stand-up.
To be a really good stand-up. Yeah, because most of them do want to kill themselves or have major problems in their life.
Absolutely.
Neurotic and all. But no, it really does. It takes a special talent to be a stand-up. Just because you're a funny actor doesn't mean you're going to make it as a stand-up. And sometimes if you're a really good stand-up, it doesn't mean that you're going to be a good actor also. And so, you know, there's different talents,
you know what?
To them.
It's some people are born to be who they are. Tom Hanks, he was born to do what he's doing. He, I believe, fulfilled his life's journey.
Oh,
he
absolutely.
Was here.
Yeah, and there's
he was
many
here
more
to make people so happy. And Billy Crystal, him the same thing. And you know, these guys are very philanthropic also. You don't know.
Yeah.
Very philanthropic. They love to donate their time. They love to donate their money. I mean, I could understand it. If I had that kind of money, honey, I would be donating it too, because I'd rather give it to donations and people who need it than the government, to be honest with you. Because I feel like the government has enough of our money. So I would rather give it to sick children or St. Jude's Foundation. St. Jude's is one of the only hospitals for children that use 100% of your donation. They do not split it up, divide it up, or it doesn't go into either research or for the kids themselves. So if you have to give to an organization, St. Jude's Church Hospital for Children is absolutely the number one and first classiest place that does not divvy up your money into different areas. It goes right to the kids.
I also enjoy donating to, there's two other, I donate to them. This is just about every month. I'll donate to St. Jude. I donate to the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do a lot of, they make wishes come true. They make a wish foundation.
Yes.
They make dreams come true and stuff. And also for families who can't afford not only the bills of the medical, but they put up the families so that they could stay close to their kids while they're going through their challenges.
Right.
I also like donating to the Smile Train. For the doctors who work on
the cleft palates
for the children. I love that too. Yeah. I actually met a doctor who does do that. And, we went to this one restaurant in Union, Italian restaurant, Dynamite, called Cafe Z. And there was a guy who was playing very good. You know, he's a one-man show, playing all the oldies music. I mean, I could hang out there for hours and hours and hours and never get sick of people who could play oldies music and he sings. And then all of a sudden, so I was talking to him during one of his breaks, and I said, so what else do you do other than, he goes, I'm a doctor. He goes, I fix the cleft lip for them. And I said, really? He goes, yeah. He says, I've done very well in my life. He goes, I love to do this. Part-time, meaning the singing part. And he says, and I do that. So he travels the country and he helps families who are in need. And he says, we just run on donations. So of course I gave him a donation then. And
I feel so inadequate.
What are you talking about?
I feel so inadequate when I hear these wonderful people doing so much for so many that they don't even know. And here I am just doing nothing.
No, well, you got your gift that you give to everybody. Are you serious?
No, I just feel that's not enough. I feel like I should be doing something else.
You're right. Go ahead. Dig a foundation for somebody's house and help them.
I can't do that. That's ridiculous. But I feel like maybe I should be doing maybe something to help somebody else.
Then why don't you become part of maybe Meals on Wheels? Or maybe see who needs a ride where.
But then I have to get off the couch.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay here feeling inadequate.
I'll just
sit here in my own drool. I'll get over it after I have some Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
I'll get over it.
Is that like giving up your time?
What's that?
Eating Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's.
I'm giving to Ben and Jerry.
I'm giving to Ben and Jerry's so that they can. They're very generous also, Ben and Jerry.
Are they? I'm going to buy
They're ultra, later. Ultra generous. Yeah, they really are. It. They ended up selling their business for $80 trillion a ginormous amount of money.
They sold?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm almost positive it was Ben and Jerry's. Two good Jewish boys.
Yeah.
Who own it. Yeah, and they did exceptionally, exceptionally well with it. But, man, what great ice cream. Yeah. You know, what is it that everything that tastes so damn good, like it's 80 million calories and everything. It tastes so good.
I don't know. That's why
and
I don't
Turkey
eat it
Hill Farm and all this. Watch, half these people now are probably.
Turkey Hill is an excellent ice cream. I like Turkey Hill better than Breyers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I like Breyers too. It's this is the Breyers ice cream with the crunchy, with the chocolate crunchy on the outside and
That's
stuff.
That's very good.
Love chocolate eclairs.
Yo.
Good humor. Like,
are
I
you
love,
a Brooklyn boy?
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
Eclairs?
No.
Are you serious?
Wow. Right now, we got to wrap this segment up. So.
Wow.
All right, everybody. Stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
Hey Owen, I just heard about this book on the Dr. Pat Show, and these reviews on Amazon are amazing.
Oh yeah? What's the book?
It's called Conscious Being by TJ Woodward.
Oh, he's the Awakened Living radio host.
Yeah. This book looks like just the guide we've been looking for to really connect and make those conscious changes in our everyday relationships and experiences.
I love it. Can we get it on our Kindle apps?
Of course.
To learn more about Conscious Being and author TJ Woodward, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And here we were talking. We were talking about ice cream. How we all scream for ice cream. As one ice cream bar said to the other ice cream bar,
I'm getting sick.
I love you. No, they didn't say I'm getting sick.
No, I am.
Oh, she's getting sick.
It's because I'm.
No, but the ice cream sandwich said to the ice cream bar, I love you so much. You make me melt. A cute little bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum.
So I'm just going to tell you, I had something important to tell you. Oh, yeah. She's speaking about ice cream all the time, but I haven't had ice cream in maybe 42 days.
Are you sure it wasn't 41 or 43?
No, it was 42, because you know how I know?
I don't know.
Because I'm on the 21-day diet twice, and I lost a considerable amount of weight.
Wow.
Yes, I did. I don't look it, but I did.
How many pounds altogether?
Almost 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
30, I'm proud of you.
33, actually. It's 33.
Oh, that's good.
4, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. 7 more pounds, 40.
Wow.
You can't even tell.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's coming along. Actually, you can tell. I can tell from my clothing. My clothes are dropping off.
You know what? Yesterday, for me, a mini, I don't want to call it. Yeah, maybe it isn't. No, it's just not a mini miracle. I'm going to talk about miracles in just a second.
Oh, good.
But Anthony and I, you know, our little buddy Anthony, you know, with my own, you know, I had my power washing window cleaning business. I was doing this one nice size job yesterday in Livingston for this lady who I absolutely love, her and her husband, Patty and Fred. Great, great people. And he said to me, you know, it's funny because they're a really cute couple. I mean, cute couple. They're like avatars. They're like 6 feet plus tall. Yeah, they're tall. Like he's like 6'6" or something like that. And I think she's about 6 feet tall or close to it. And so he said to me, he goes, I wear the pants in the family, but she picks them out.
That's true. That's a good marriage.
And it is. It's a very good marriage. And the thing is, you know, it's a nice size home, and we power wash their house. We clean their windows. And what else did we do? We did something else. I don't know. But anyway, it was just Anthony and I, and our buddy Willis couldn't join us that yesterday. And so my attitude was, you know what, we'll finish it up. And the thing is, I had to be finished by a certain time because I had a party to do, her friend right after that, who only lived 10 minutes away. So when I set it up, it was just by pure accident.
Wow.
That I did her house in Livingston, and I had a party to do right after that in Livingston, which was one of her very good friends. And I had to be finished by 6 o'clock. And now, mind you, we started 8:30. We were nonstop all day long, and the two of us finished like almost to the minute at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
And I was like smelly. I was dirty. My clothes were like messier than messy. And so all of a sudden, I said to Patty, I said, Pat, I said, I need to ask you a favor. I said, can I take a quick shower so I don't stink your friends out of their own home and stuff?
I'm surprised you didn't ask Anthony to power wash you.
Yeah, I should have. But I was a disgusting, smelly mess when it was all over. And thank God, just as I finished, and she was gracious enough, she said, absolutely, go in there. She was getting ready to go out with her husband. I was getting ready to get ready for the party, and I took a quick shower. And thank God, I thought, heads up enough to bring a nice, fresh set of clothes. I was prepared, and I changed, and I went over. And as soon as I got there, you know, they had a big spread in the backyard, and there was about 20 women back there.
Nice.
And I was just saying to somebody, or I was saying on our last show, that, you know, there's no prep work. You know, I didn't know what to expect. And I was just able to get right into it right away.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. So after I stuffed my face with some good eats, I just got right into it. But it was a miracle of a day because we did this whole big job, finished it in one day, took a shower, paid Anthony, went right over to the house. I mean, it was like everything just flowed.
Smoothly.
And as soon as the day was up, let me tell you something. I was exhausted.
I could believe it.
You know, and people – now, this doesn't happen for me, and I don't know, you know, what your deal is. Sometimes it's yes and sometimes it's no for you, I'm sure. But when I do a lot of people in a row, I personally don't get drained. I get – my energy is –
exhilarated.
I get exhilarated, and so I don't get burnt out. But the moment the party's over, like when I get in my car,
yes,
all engines turn off, and I am worthless. I am just so tired.
It's exactly what I get.
And it irritates me. Like after – like I'll have a friend call me after the show, after a party, any given party. It could be any time. And – as soon as, you know, I'll pick up the phone. As soon as I hear the voice, they go, hey, Artie, can I ask you a question? It's like, oh, it's like, oh my God. It's like, I already got like all these weights on my mind and
right.
I'm just exhausted. I said, I just can't answer another question, you know,
right.
But I tell people, I said, if, you know, I'm just not spiritually there. So if somebody is calling me up on a social note and just, if my energy is there, I have no problem answering somebody.
Right. I know.
But when somebody is really needs an answer, I could just, and I don't have it with me. I'm just not there. I'm just, I need to know. I'm just not there.
Why do people think that we're always on? You know, that's a very big misconception. And I think you got that, folks, from the Long Island Medium. But I want to tell you something. She's doing a television show. So she prepares before she goes out to open herself up to spirit so that when she does meet people on the street, she's already open. But right. She has to close down too.
Right. And it's a TV show. Even if it's a reality show, they do edit it. All right. So all the times that are screw ups
or all the times she gets it wrong, they take all that out.
They take all it out. They only show the best of the best. And that's the way a show should be. Right. I mean, the time will come when Sky and I are in that position.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be the same thing. But reality shows are not always such reality shows.
Right. They're not reality.
You know, they're set up and it's like, come on. How can somebody's walking in the house and it's like, it's a surprise. How can you get a camera angle from inside the house of them walking in when it's a surprise? It's not a surprise. Get real.
It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. But anyway, what I'm saying, my point is this. We're not walking down the street and we're not always on. We have to sit. We have to contemplate. We have to bring spirit in. We have to ask spirit for protection. We have to ask spirit to join us. And it's a process that we do before we connect. It's not spontaneous.
Sometimes it is spontaneous in the moment. Yeah.
Because look at me at the beauty parlor. Every time I walk in that beauty parlor, ba-boom.
But you want to know something? You are prepared before you walk in the beauty parlor because you know what to expect.
This is true.
It's almost like that's your breeding ground. It's almost like because that time where you had a couple of really big connections and led up to parties and other things. So it's exciting. So it's like, you know that these people are into you, which is really cool.
Yes.
So you kind of geared yourself up for like the hoopla around Sky and stuff. So even though you're getting pampered, it's like Sky. So it's a big, it's a nice ego refresh because it's fun.
It is fun.
It's almost like your birthday every time you're going in there because it's like, you know, even though you're giving to them, you know, which is cool, but it's like it makes you feel that happy. So when you say you feel inadequate, you don't give enough, it's like just think of the beauty parlor. You make everybody happy and then they tell their family and friends and yada, yada, yada.
I know. No, it's not that. And I know that what I do is very important.
It's very important.
It's very important. It is important,
for
this life. It's important because we're the only connections you have with your loved ones who have crossed over. And, you know, I got a beautiful write-up the other day from somebody who I did a party to. And she says, the ugly part of life is death. And it feels so empty and lonely until I met Sky. And I realized that I could connect again to my father. And she went on and on and on and on. And she says, you know, she made the ugliest part of life the most beautiful. Because now I know without a hesitating doubt that I'm going to see my father again. And that I can speak to him whenever I call Sky.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do things for people we don't understand that is so miraculous. But you know what? I don't look at it that way because it's easy for me to do. It's a beautiful thing. My spirit guides are part of me. We're always connected and joined. If not for going out and speaking to people, they're always here with me, guiding me personally, you know? And when it's time to close down, I always say a prayer to St. Michael, the Archangel, to make sure that I'm closed down. And if
you're protected,
I'm
protected. Everyone protected.
And also, that if something needs to be said, that I'm available at any moment. Now, that's another thing. That's why probably I get all these messages from the beauty parlor. Because I do tell them, if I should meet somebody and you know better than I do that this person needs a reading, please open me up, protect me, and let me be able to blast out a reading for them. And that has happened to me a gazillion times. It really has.
Now, a gazillion is a little less than a trillion.
Yeah. No, it's more than a trillion.
It's more than a trillion,
it's
right?
It's a little more than a trillion. It's a gazillion. So, you know, I can close down, and I usually do close down after a hard day of, you know, going to parties and reading for people and then having phone readings in the morning, because I like to get up early. I like to do my phone readings early. Then I like to do my parties in the evening. And during the day, I'll do, you know, maybe I'll visit a few people who need me. And that's a pretty full day. That's a pretty full day of spirit, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And at night, I am washed out. After a certain time, when I get back home from that party, I just want to sleep.
Yesterday, when I was at the party, and I walked in the backyard, and the lady said, "Oh, do you want me to introduce you to everybody?" I said, "No, you don't have to introduce me to everybody. You know, as they come see me." And so I went in, and I went to set up. And she says, "You want something to eat?" And I was feeling a little hungry. I said, "Yes." She goes, "All right, and I'll introduce you." I said, "All right, you can introduce me." And I walked there, and there was like 20 beautiful women, and I wasn't nervous at all. And she's saying, "Oh, everyone's so excited to see you and to meet you and to hear what you have to say." And you want to know something? I don't get 1 ounce of nervousness at all.
Enjoy.
Or can I try to meet up to their expectations or whatever? There is nothing. I just sit there and the answers just flow and flow and flow. And one thing that girls kept on saying to me yesterday, "How do you know this?" Was it in my face? She said, one lady said, "Is it in my face?" Like, it's like, how can I see, like, you're physically, because you're physically trying to figure this out.
Right.
I said, you can't physically figure this out. It just is. It's just a knowingness.
Right. It's just God. It's God giving us this remarkable ability to open up and speak with our spirit world, you know? And it baffles me too sometimes. I don't even know how I do it. If you ask me how I do it, I say, I don't know. I don't do it. It's not me. It's my spirit guide.
You know what's funny? It's like we'll go and meet people, you know, the general public.
Yes.
And they're all excited to meet us and to see us.
Yes.
And, oh, Sky, or oh, Marty. Or the, and then we get home. What are you doing here? By nothing. Like, they treat you like dirt. Behind the scenes, it's like they could care less about you.
Did you know you didn't dry the laundry today?
Yeah. You know, you look like crap. Your hair's all over the place.
Right.
You know, all you get all this.
Where were you for all these hours?
And it's funny because the same thing goes with CEOs of companies and major people with, you know, their businesses, and they're respected by thousands of people and their peers, and they go
home and they get trashed.
And they get trashed, like, you know, they're dirt crap. It's like, you're kidding me. And they're in half their clothes or in their pajamas, and they're just laying there watching TV.
Absolutely.
And yet, as soon as they step outside, it's this whole image thing.
Yes.
It's really amazing. And you know what? It's a shame, but you know, like you have these major stars who are really loved and appreciated. And a lot of them have, you know, I'm seeing TV movie stars. And behind the scenes, they have it very, very rough with their kids or whatnot. Because it's got to be rough, very rough for the entertainers where they're out on the road most of the time. They're always in the spotlight. And the kids are the ones that take a huge hit because they don't have them there.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a new world. This is a new world. 9 out of 10 of the actresses take their children on location. Did you know that? And they hire a nanny when they're working, and then they see them in the evening.
Or what about the teenagers and stuff? Maybe like for toddlers and stuff, like infants and toddlers.
No, because if the children are growing, then they know that they have to bring along, you know, somebody to teach them. So they're homeschooled. It's serious. And I'll tell you what, homeschooling, there's something to be said about that. As long as you keep your kids in activities outside of the home, it's a great thing to homeschool.
Again, this is a lot of inconsistency, because you know, how can you go to dance, or how can you be in baseball or football or whatever activities, cheerleading, if you're on the road, or you know, there's not a consistency with the
friends. Well, you're absolutely right.
Everything, there's always a price to pay. There's always a give and take to to pay.
Yes, but look what these kids regardless. Are getting. Look what these kids are getting. They're getting such an education. They're in the movies. They get to see what we never saw.
But you want to know something? That's their norm. So they don't know the difference between having and having. When you're born into it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Tom Hanks. And
that's
there's Aerosmith. And yeah, that's, and, you know, when your father is John Bon Jovi, and then they know every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Can you imagine? I feel sorry for John Bon Jovi. I'm going to tell you why. Because on your resume, you can't say, oh, yeah, I played with Bruce, I played with him, and I performed with Barbara Streisand. It's like, yeah, but you're John Bon Jovi. It's like, oh, and I played with myself. You know? It's like, all right, who cares, you know?
Where were you doing that? And was anybody else in the room with you?
That's right. So who did you play with? You kidding me? Myself. I am who I am.
Me, myself, and I.
Me, myself, and I. That's right.
We had a great time.
It was awesome.
Yes. So anyway, getting back to homeschooling. I like homeschooling.
Now, I think the quality is definitely there, because a lot of, you know, unfortunately, a lot of teachers can't do their jobs because of the disrespect and all the crap that goes
on.
And
you know what? These kids that are in school, and I see it from my grandchildren because they're not homeschooled, they grow up too damn fast. They don't have to know about sex at age 9 or 12. I'm sorry. They just don't have to know that right now. They just don't. I feel that they learn too much and too quick.
Well, that's also the media. It's not just
I know. I just
stuff.
Think it's so – and I am not a prudish person.
Right.
I'm really not. But I'm all for protecting the children. And every child, I feel, matures in their own rate of time.
You want to know something? When I go to the movies – this is funny. There's two concepts I want to bring here. One is about PG. All right. You look at some of the PG movies, they are definitely a strong R.
Absolutely.
That they allow to be a PG. And what's really interesting, one of my friends, before she allows her kids to go see any movie that's PG, she will personally see it herself to make sure that her kids are okay, you know, that it's okay for her kids to see that it's not too violent or too sexual or too whatever. She's very protective, and I really give her a lot of credit to take that kind of time and caringness about her kids.
That's lovely.
That's really, really good and smart.
You want to excuse me for interrupting you. You want to know what makes a PG different from an R if it's a sexy movie?
What?
The body types of the people who are having the sex. Could you believe that?
What?
That's right.
No, but what are you talking about, the body types?
You know when you have a PG movie and you see sex in the PG movie and you say, my God, this should be R-rated. Yes, you're right, it should be R-rated, but if they had better bodies. Let's say you have like a chunky couple having sex. That becomes a PG instead of an R. And I didn't believe it either.
Where did you hear this?
I heard it from a TV producer.
Really?
That's right. It all depends on the body types and the character. If they're a funny character and they have a funny body and they're not one of these like beautiful, sexy, like whoever, I don't even know, like Elizabeth Taylor or somebody.
They're probably looking at it more from a comedic point of view.
Exactly. So you can have sex. You could be a comedian. You don't have to have the greatest body, but you're still showing sex. Okay? But you get a PG rating.
Yeah,
Isn't that stupid?
I don't get it. I don't get it. You know what? That's the same thing with religion. Seriously, it's like all of a sudden somebody will create a tradition or create like this is the way it should be, all because of one or two people's concepts of what they feel, and yet because they're in power, this is the way it is for everybody. So everybody thinks that everyone is thinking like that because of a couple of main people. It's just like, if you get reviews from Time Magazine or you get reviews from, National Enquirer, or you get reviews from this paper or the Boston Enquirer, whatever it is, you think that, oh, my God, thousands and thousands of people are – this is the greatest movie since – it's one person.
Right.
That's all it is. It's one stinking person that represents the entire –
There's been plenty of movies that I have seen with 5-star ratings that I thought stunk.
Yeah, it totally sucked. Yeah,
they were horrible.
Yeah.
And then I've seen movies with like a 2 rating or a 3.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.